welcome to another video here on the Cycling Dane Extra channel. And today we are doing a bit of a transfer talk. We're going to be focusing on the future of two Colombian superstars, Nairo Quintana and Miguel Angel Lopez, both of whom don't have a team for 2023. As always, I'm joined by Mr. Gregor himself, Ewan Wilson. And Ewan, well, where to start first? Nairo Quintana, probably the best one to start with, was retrospectively disqualified this summer from the Tour de France after two blood samples during the race tested positive for tramadol. And it looked like Astana was going to take him on. Okay, Samsic are not taking him on for next year. So yeah, what's the story?
Nairo Quintana, Colombian superstar, former podium finisher of all three Grand Tours, got into a spot of bother this summer using tramadol, which is, a painkiller drug that will soon be banned from the sport of cycling by the end of 2024. He was found positive for that during this year's Tour de France, a race he originally finished sixth place in, riding for Arkea Samsic. This was uncovered during the summertime in late August, which sort of kicked up a big storm about what will Arkea do, what will Nairo Quintana do. He pulled out of the Vuelta a España he was initially scheduled to go through in order to go back to Colombia and focus on his argument to doping bodies and to the UCI to give a convincing argument to keep him innocent. He is allowed to carry on racing. He's not going to get a big ban, given that this substance is not currently illegal as such. But Arkea Samsic, as a French team, for context, France has been pioneers in terms of anti-doping reports and anti-doping trials. In fact, the World Anti-Doping Agency was founded by French lawyers. French cycling teams also want to keep their teams very, very doping clear, very doping clean. So they wanted to sever all ties to Nairo Quintana. That was announced at the beginning of October that they would sever ties. And that meant that Quintana was without a team. We saw an initial rumor saying that Quintana was linked to a French team. Who that could have been, we don't know. Agir des Airs denied it. Française des Jeux, they're part of a strong anti-doping union. It would have been very unlikely that they would be involved in it. B&B Hotels as well, who are rebranding as whatever they are rebranding as, similarly did not report on the incident and didn't seem to be interested, as didn't Astana, who seemed to be the strongest tie. They said that they weren't interested in signing Quintana as well. So Quintana looks a little bit homeless at the moment in terms of his pro cycling contract for 2024, which is surprising given that he finished in top 10 at this year's Tour de France. Where could he possibly go for next year? Well, that seems to be up in the air.
Yeah, quite surprising that Astana didn't want to have anything to do with him. Was it a money issue? Was it them trying to keep their hands clean? But they did actually sign Luis Leon Sanchez, who has a bit of a shady past as well. So,
but that's over 10 years ago. Quintana is the last year. It's so raw and so vivid that I think it's going to be in more teams' memories. Astana as well have done some efforts into trying to distance themselves with other doping allegations and other doping rivals. Even this year with Miguel Angel Lopez, they suspended him for a month due to some doping, well, alleged doping claims.
What do you think is going to happen with Nairo Quintana now before we move on to Superman Lopez? Because it's not looking great, and he still has the form, like finishing top 10 in the Tour de France is no mean feat either.
Yeah, exactly. He hoovered the points, really, for Arkea. It seems a bit harsh that Arkea are going to go World Tour without Nairo Quintana, given that he was sort of the architect for this all happening. It's looking unlikely that he's going to get a World Tour contract. Who's going to sign him? Movistar? He left Movistar. Maybe he'll go back. We don't know. But apart from that, it's looking like his pathway into World Tour is looking quite bleak. Therefore, we look down the list of pro continental squads, maybe a small level, given that he speaks Spanish, doesn't really speak English, speaks a very minimal amount of French. We'll probably have to go into a small level Spanish squad. Euskadi, Burgos, Cairn, Cajarual, maybe, but I just don't, none of them really have major coin behind them. None of them, I don't think, can afford Quintana. He's still a huge rider in Colombia and within Europe. Plenty of people know Quintana. So I think I'd be surprised if he gets swept up by a team like that. Who knows, maybe even Aola Cometa? They have money. Contador used to race with Quintana. It would give him access to the Giro. This is purely speculative, but that could be a pathway. It depends if Ivan Basso and Contador, two riders who have been a little bit suspect in the past, would want to allow him onto the squad.
Yeah, I'm not sure Quintana and Contador actually were saw eye to eye either when they were racing.
No, I don't think so, but they both speak Spanish.
Yeah, okay. Breaking news, no. But yeah, well, we'll see what happens with Nairo Quintana. Moving on to the other multiple podium finisher on a Grand Tour, also from Colombia, Miguel Angel Lopez, incidentally also a winner of the Tour de l'Avenir, like Nairo Quintana. But yeah, Miguel Angel Lopez had a very weird drama with Movistar at the Vuelta last year, but we thought it was all fine, returning to Astana, but seemingly no. And Yuen, what is the story here with Miguel Angel Lopez?
Well, today, the 24th of October, Vila Flitz broke the news that apparently Miguel Angel Lopez wants to switch teams. He's looking for a new team, even though he has already signed with Astana for 2023. This comes with, I mean, speculation surrounding his sort of suspension in July, where he was caught smuggling a lot of, I believe, painkillers and other substances at a Spanish airport. These substances were seized by border authorities, and Astana found out about this, as did the world's press, and subsequently suspended him for a couple of weeks before he began the Vuelta a España, where he finished in fourth place. We don't know whether this is the reason that rifts are beginning, but some seem to believe that it is. Going forward, we also don't quite know where he's going to go to. He hasn't been linked to any teams yet, but this rumor coming out of the Dutch press seems to think that Superman Lopez might be trying to go to a new home for 2023. Where that could be, who knows?
That is literally our next part. Because many teams have actually filled their rosters, so it doesn't actually seem, well, who could actually take him? He goes back to Movistar?
Yeah, that's the thing.
Ding dong, ding dong.
But if anybody's seen El Dia Menos Pensado, they would see that there's no way he burned all bridges there. He's ripped up the contract. On the TV show, he was saying, yeah, maybe I did the wrong thing. Yeah, I was a little bit too hot-headed. And then he saw his staff sort of setting fire to the Miguel Angel Lopez name. I don't quite see him ever really going back to Movistar, but it makes sense. He speaks Spanish, Spanish-speaking team, similar to Quintana. They're a little bit constrained in where they could go. But yeah, it's apart from that, it's going to be hard.
EF?
EF will, given that he's had the links to that sort of Madrid airport scandal,
yeah,
with trafficking things in, I don't think EF would want to touch him with a barge pole, as they say in England. It's hard. So many teams are on their training camps now as well. We're seeing Anthony Martial on their training camp in Belgium. We're seeing that UAE are driving quad bikes through the desert, doing team building exercises there. Where can Superman Lopez suddenly fly into? I don't quite know. I think he's going to have to just take the L and stay at Astana. He's got the contract signed already. Yes, he had with Movistar before the whole Vuelta incident, but I think he's going to have to stay with Astana. They provide him a good pathway to getting A, Grand Tour leadership, and B, I mean, just respect and a leadership role. That means a lot for a guy like Superman.
Yeah, no, it's definitely a weird situation, and drama is just appearing around his name for the last 12 months now, third incident in a row. But yeah, where is he going to go? I think you're right. I think Astana is probably the only, unless he wants to ride with Caruel.
Or Ayola Cometa.
Or Israel Stardom Premier Take. Would they take him? No.
Maybe. He's not old enough.
But yeah, that is basically it for our conversation about Nairo Quintana and Miguel Angel Lopez. What is going on with those two? Do let us know in the comments what you think about these two Colombian superstars and where they should be going next year. And as always, make sure to like the video, subscribe to the channel, and listen to the podcast if you haven't already, or check out the website www.thecyclingdane.com. Plenty of interesting articles on there. But that's basically it for us. And as always, thank you very much for watching, and we will see you around.